My name's Gary Butterfield.
My name's Cole Ross.
And you're listening to Monster in My Podcast.
And this is Beholder Fest, Part 1.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yes. 2016 Beholder Fest. Cinco de Holder.
All of the clarified levitation potion you want to dip them in.
Octo de Ice Dock is what they call it south of the border. It's where you celebrate this holiday.
Yeah, Octo de Ice Dock. for anybody who is following along with the manual, you'll notice that we skipped the bay here. We wanted to get a little bit of parody with this.
Well, we're going to hear from the Behir heads so much. People are going to be flipping the fuck out. The Behir has a strong contingent.
I'm trying to decide
if I want to. He gerrymanders things using his body. It's powerful voting blocks.
It's 40 feet long, Gary. I'm trying to decide if I want to use my Joy Behir joke here or then.
Yeah. Or Simon Behir or Dr. Behir from Deep Space Nine.
Hmm.
Yeah. But let's not use all those up now.
No.
Those are the things you can look forward to in a week or 2 weeks. Yeah. Talking about beholders, the reason why beholders get a festival is because they're the best goddamn thing that's ever been put on Earth and ever created by man.
And they're entirely original. They have no basis in anything else.
No, it is just like somebody was like, what if there was an eye thing? So a basic beholder, right? Everybody, it's a big floating eye stock. It's got these tentacles with other eyes on it. And eyes shoot magic.
Yep.
And they're...
It's a globular body that levitates and it's surrounded by chitinous shell.
Yes. Mm. Any variation. And we are going to get into all these different variations. The actual text on this entry is my favorite in the book by so much. Like just the very, very first line, right? Like the beholder is the stuff of nightmares.
Ah, yes.
This creature is also called the sphere of many eyes or the eye tyrant.
Which, you know, I admire their restraint by not going with to irant.
Oh, the irant.
To irant. Yes.
To irant?
Yeah, to irant. Yeah.
Yeah. The globular body, they levitate, etc. But then they immediately get into these beholder kin. What do you think is happening? What do you think happened at the Monster Manual office that caused this kind of like oops all beholders section of the book?
So this requires some deep catalog on the Sonic the Hedgehog comics.
Oh, okay, I'm in.
But the head writer for that got really enamored of the echidnas, right? Like Knuckles's race. Okay.
Sure.
You know, up there on the floating island or what have you. And so eventually, you know, Sonic and company became, you know, it's kind of like side characters in their own story. And they kind of like went with like, hey, these tribal echidnas that were all just like 100% OC, do not steal. I think that somebody got it in their heads that like, hey, the beholder is just a platform. It is a float. Like if you took this over from like wargaming, this would be like an aircraft carrier or something like
sure.
that. You just load it up with different stuff. It's a battleship
with
different kind of guns. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You just throw in whatever you want on this perfect tilapia and it all tastes good.
Mm.
Yeah. Cause there's not one of these things I don't like. And like, I'm so looking forward to, we had to get these beholder generalities. The beholders, you know, they have their shape, they have their eye stalks. They have a bunch of different magic powers. Those are the basics, right?
They can live pretty much anywhere, either beneath the earth or, to quote here, in the void between the stars, under the
Holy
dominion
shit.
Of the hive mothers.
Yes. Oh, my God. And they're hateful, aggressive assholes.
Yep, they're like, xenophobic.
They're the worst. Like, they're just space racists.
Spacists.
Yeah.
any minor variation in chitin patterning or color will just make them just lose their shit. Anybody who is not exactly them is a deviation from the norm and must be obliterated.
That is, and unlike the deviation of the norm that happened in 90s SNL.
Oh, that just confirms my theory. Neverwinterians love Norm Macdonald.
Yeah, just, this idea that they have, because that just any minor variation is some Dr. Seuss shit, right? Like you get like this, you know, like the Horton hears a who, like these beholders, yeah, you know, butter their bread on the underside of their stalks.
The star bellied sneech holders.
Yeah, yeah. So eye bellied, starry eyed.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just various things just cause them to turn to space racist about everything. They're just like D&D's hateful asshole orbs. and can we like just real quick, so I am down for an orb.
Yeah.
And these guys are contain orbs.
they are. It's an orb fractal is what it is. It's like a fucking pomegranate except on the outside
and easier to eat
and less horrifying to look at.
Oh man, like if you took one of these things, do you think there's space or there's an adventure hook where some guy has a beholder that he's plucked out its eyeball and he's using it as a cereal bowl? Like a giant has poured a bunch of fucking Huma-O's into a beholder thing and just
I'm just picturing beholder optometrists just rolling in them GPs.
Yeah. I one of my proudest adventure hooks I've ever done. I had a story in a class I took about role-playing games as literature. We had to play original D&D, and the assignment was to play it and then look at what kind of stories that the rule set enforces, which is, and I've talked about this before, where like alignment and getting experience from gold pieces turns you into a plunder murder bot. You know, like you just go around kill anything because it says it's evil. Everyone knows it's evil. And that's always encouraged by the game system. So I made this group of like peaceful goblins, and they were, what they'd done was they were tasked with taking care of this blind beholder, like this beholder that had all of its eye stalks removed, who thought that he was guarding this magical treasure. But all the treasure, since he couldn't see, he didn't know that it wasn't magical. So he had like a sword, and it cut him really good. So he thought it was Vorpal, and he had a bag with a hole in it. And he was like, everything I put in this bag, I can keep putting things in this bag, and it never fills up. You know, so he thinks he has a bag of holding,
but
and
it's
all
got a
things.
Hole in the bottom.
Yeah, because he's just this sad old man. And then the rules like contextualize it, so it is good to kill that sad old man and all of his like, you know, women and children guardians.
Yeah, it's like instead if Dorothy, you know, was carrying a battle axe instead of, you know, just her stupid friends up to the Wizard of Oz. Yeah,
yeah, just those that camp out on those trio of idiots for a second. Those fuckos.
They didn't even realize the power was in them all along.
It's true.
It's heartbreaking.
I love all these beholderkins that just have names that are synonyms for beholding.
The spectator, the overseer, the looker at her.
Yeah, the looker, the rubbernecker, the most dreaded of all the beholders. Just hovers around an accident. Yeah, you just can't, the premium's gonna go up.
You can't get all the way around him in a hallway.
The estimator, the claims adjuster,
the appraiser. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the appraiser is a real good one. That's, ooh. I like that guy.
Oh, there's one of those. We're going to get to him. The appraiser.
Yeah.
There actually is an appraiser.
It's amazing. So buckle up, motherfuckers.
Yep.
Beholder Fest.
Yeah. Beholder Fest. I want to talk about their reproduction though. Real quick.
Oh yeah.
Because nobody knows where they come from. They've never found a baby one, and they believe that they reproduce asexually.
Yeah. There's no eggs. So like a beholder, just like what happens? Like I'm imagining a beholder growing around the eye and the central stalk, and then just birthing out the front, and then there being kind of a slightly concave cavity with a smaller, you know, vestigial eye that the mama beholder has.
It just
that's
like
why
buds off. Yeah,
they're so xenophobic is because they create very similar versions of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
There is some deep catalog on these things, man. These are a metaphor.
I think we can all learn from these horrible eye monsters.
I think we can all learn from the stuff of nightmares.
Horrible eye? No, horrible me.
Yeah, perhaps the monster was I all along.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.